continue Mishnayos and Maseches Peah in the second parak of Maseches Peah. Today we're going to learn Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. So says the Mishnah, Maisa Shazari Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. One time Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah planted in front of Rabbi Gamliel, meaning he planted and he asked the Shaila to Rabbi Gamliel, and the Shaila related to the sugya that we've been talking about, which is if you plant Shnei Minin, or two types of wheat in the same field, do you take one peah or do you leave two separate corners for peah for each min as if it's a separate field? So he asked Rabbi Gamliel what to do. V'alu l'lishchas hagazes. They went to the lishchas hagazes v'shalu to ask the shayla. Sounds like Rabbi Gamliel went with him to the lishchas hagazes to ask the shayla. I mean, you got to do the research all the way ad hasof. So they brought it up the ladder. And Amar Nachum alavlar. So Nachum the sofer said to them, Mekubal ani mirabi miyasha. I have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Miyasha. Shekibel me Abba, who has a Kabbalah from Abba. Shekibel min hazugos, who has a Kabbalah from the Zugos. The Zugos are the sets of Talmid Chachamim, the Av Beis Din and the Nasi, throughout each of the generations of the Tanaim that were the leaders of the Jewish people. Shekibel min Anavim, who in turn received the Kabbalah from the Nevi'im, that Halach al-Moshe Misinai, going all the way back to Halach al-Moshe Misinai, Bezorea Esadehu, Shnei Mine Chitin, that if a person plants his field with two types of wheat, Imasan Goranachas, that it all depends whether you harvest it all at the same time or whether you do two grunas, you do two separate threshings, two separate harvestings of the and processing of the grain at two different times. So if you do it all at one time, you do a goranachas, then it's going to be one peah, but you do it two separate times, then it's going to be shnei peahs. And the Melech HaShlomo, he points out that the Gemara Nazir Daf Nun Vav learns from here, from the it's an interesting Mishnah, because the Mishnah tries to give you like the whole Masorah of this halacha, that Nachum Alavla learned it from Rabbi Miyasha, who got it from Abba, who got it from the Zugos, who got it from the Nevi'im, all the way back to Halacha Moshe Misinai. But wait a second, you skipped a lot of steps. What about Yoshua and Kalev? How come they don't appear? So the Gemara says, the Gemara says in Maseches Nazir, that you see, Dekamai Ubasra'i Chashvinan, Umetziai Lo Chashvinan, that when you're going through the whole Masorah of the tracing of the halacha, you only have to mention the most recent generations that you got it from, and the original generations from where the halacha originated. But you don't have to mention everybody in between. You don't have to go through the entire Masorah when you quote something. There's an interesting shaila I once saw in the Be'er Moshe, the Debre Tzion Rav, where he was asked that if, let's say, you see that the Pischei Tshuva quotes a Neid B'Yehuda, so are you, when you give a shir, or when you say over the Torah, are you allowed to say that the Neid B'Yehuda says, or must you say that I saw that the Pischei Tshuva quotes another Bihuda? So generally speaking, you can skip a middleman as long as you say where you got it from. So if someone told you that the Pischei Tshuva quotes another Bihuda, you can say that I heard it from from Rabbi so and so, who got it from the Nadi Bihuda without going through all of the middlemen, including the Pischei Tshuva. However, the Debre Tzion Rav says it could be a little bit of a Gnevas Das Indian, that if you're going to say that you're quoting the Debut, everyone's going to think that you looked up the original source and you saw it in the Nedbiuda, whereas not using like an easy sefer that makes it accessible like the Pischei Tshuva. So he says that if you actually looked it up, even though the Pischei Tshuva pointed you there, you can say that you saw it in the Nedar Yehuda without mentioning the Pischei Tshuva. But if you didn't actually look it up, then you're not allowed to say it from the Nedar Yehuda. Then you have to say that you saw it from the Pischei Tshuva, the name of the Nedar Yehuda. It's just an interesting idea that we're going through the whole source of where this halacha came from. Okay, so now says the Mishnah Zayin, Sada Shekatsrua Goyim, if you have a field that was harvested by non-Jews, or Katsarua Listim, or there were a bunch of bandits that came and harvested your field, or Kirsimua Nemalim, or the field was eaten, the stalks were eaten by ants, you know, the ants bit the stalks at their roots, or, for example, Shavarta Ruach or Behema, a hurricane type wind, or an animal broke down the stalks. So in all those cases, Petura, they're Pata from Peah. Katsar Chetzia V'Katsru Listim Chetzia Petura, Shechavis Apeya Bekama. And even if you harvested half of the field, and then Listim came and harvested the other half of the field, you're still Patur, because at the end, where Peya is supposed to be left, it was not you that was leaving it there. It was not you that was doing the job. Now, the Bar Tanura points out that that when we say Katrua Goyim, it means Liatzman. It means that the Goyim came to harvest it for themselves. But if you happen to be a Jewish field owner, and you have non-Jews that work for you out in the field, and they're doing it with your shlichus, so even though there's no shlichus la'akum per se, in terms of a dinim of shlichus, but certainly when they're working on your behalf, it's ki'ilu, you did it yourself. In that context, we would say shlichus shalom kamoso, even by a guy. We would say it's ki'ilu, you did it yourself. It's only if Nachri went and did it on his own. Now, the reason that it's Pater is because it says by Peo Ubukutzruchem that you need to be the one that's Kotzer. And we said Shechovas HaPeya Bekama, says the Bar Tanura, Klomer Chovas HaPeya Shel Zeh Hinicha Bekama Unihi Di'im Kala Sada Chazer Peya Omrim V'chayev LaHafresh Peya Mena Omrim Hanimiliyech Dekala Hu Aval Hacha Hu Lo Kala, says the Bar Tanura. Now the truth is, if you harvest your entire field and you pile all the grain up and you make it into bundles and you forgot to leave Peya, you took everything, you took even the corner and you harvested everything, so the halach is you then have to leave peah even from your bundles of grain. But that's because there was a chiyuv of peah that set in as you were harvesting the field. You just didn't do that chiyuv at that time, so now you got to make up for it and do that chiyuv. But if you never even had the chiyuv because you weren't the one that was cutting the grain from the field, it was Nachrim that came and did it, or it was animals, or it was a wind or something where it wasn't you that was doing it, so you don't have a v'kutzruchem, so mele the chiyuv is not even chal, the chiyuv doesn't even get off the ground. So to quickly review what we did today, we did Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Mishnah Vav told us that Shimon HaMitzvah planted two different types of wheat in his field, and he asked Rabbi Gamliel the Shaila whether he needs two payers or one. Rabbi Gamliel didn't know, so they brought it to the Lishchas Hagazus, and they had a whole long Mesorah where they said that if you made a Goren Echad, it's one payer; if you made Shtei Granos, it's two payers. And then Mishnah Zayin, we said that if you're not the one that harvested the field, it was done by Nachrim or by Listim or by ants or by a wind or by animals, then it's putter. And not only that, even if you harvested the first half of the field and any of these things finished off the job, it's still going to be putter because it's not going to be over kutzrachem. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we're going to pick up with the last mishnah of the second parak of Maseches Peah, Parak Bey's Mishnah Ches.